This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Meera Sivasudhi. Now, after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food. Of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sharad Kutan, and with me is Sean Tanish from our news desk. There's another controversy dogging our sporting world. Apparently, footballers haven't been paid their salaries to the tune of some 4.5 million ringgit. That's huge, Sean.
A lot of money.
It is, in fact, a lot of money, and money owing to some very ordinary people, sportsmen and sportswomen. In this case, it would just be sportsmen, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You have Isham Ismail on the line. He is the CEO of the Professional Footballers Association of Malaysia to help us understand what's happening.
Thanks, Sharad. Good morning, Isham. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm very well. Can you explain in detail about the unpaid salaries crisis involving footballers that we are currently facing?
Well, unpaid salaries involving professional footballers in Malaysia is not something new. It happens almost every year. And over the last 2 years, we had more than 50 cases involving unpaid salaries. And currently, three teams are still owing more than 20 players 4.5 million ringgit in unpaid salaries. And I think it is an incredibly disappointing situation. We are talking about professional footballers who have not been paid for months. And it is a clear disrespect towards the profession. Well, football is number one sport in Malaysia, and it is sad to see how the profession is treated this way by the industry.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing some of the footballers are forced to sell their personal possessions, got their cars repossessed, and doing odd jobs because their employers failed to pay them. Is this true, and what exactly is the extent of the problem right now?
Yes. Footballers are just like you and me. We have bills to pay, families to feed. And last year alone, when we dealt with a case of non-payment of salary involving a Premier League team, a few players actually retired from the game out of disappointment. And they ended up doing odd jobs to support their families. And it is bizarre to think that one moment they were cheered by thousands of fans at the stadium, and the next day their career is gone.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing it's also affecting the marriages.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Based on reports, this issue also boils down to a player's signing two separate contracts with their teams, where one is the official contract, I understand, and the other an under-table contract. Why did the players agree to such deals? Why do these deals even exist in the first place?
Well, first of all, some of them don't even know the content of their contract, and that is where education plays its role. And PFAM will do more to educate the players on their legal obligation under the contract. Well, education, awareness and knowledge, this is sadly lacking. This practice has to stop. Teams should stop offering two contracts to the players, which would cause problems and confusion over the status of their employment. And FAM, the Federation, should also be more stern and impose a much more strict policy against this practice.
Mm-hmm. Are the players not at fault when they sign two contracts like this?
They are partly at fault, but they are not entirely at fault here.
Some coaches that I've spoken to claim the contracts that the players sign according to FAM's template is not similar to that of FIFA's. What's your take on this?
Well, FAM has been consistent in our views that current professional footballers' contracts are not in line with the FIFA player contract minimum requirement. In Malaysia, we have a situation where a professional footballer may get his contract unilaterally terminated because of bad performance or injury. Well, it is a well-established jurisprudence of FIFA Dispute Resolution Chamber that a player's lack of performance or injury are no just cause for a player to unilaterally terminate the contract. But it can happen in Malaysia. You have a situation where a player can get his contract terminated just because he performed badly or where he got involved in an injury. Well, this is clearly against FIFA minimum standards.
Isham, this is Sharad speaking. Can I ask you, have any of the players decided to take legal action against their own clubs?
Yes, we have a situation now where more than 20 players are actually taking legal action against their teams for unpaid salaries. And we have 50 cases involving unpaid salaries last year, And currently, three teams are still owing more than 4.5 million to the players. And yes, we have players fighting for their rights and taking the matter to the court and FAM status committee.
FAM has defended its position in this fiasco, saying some PFA Malaysia's claims are inaccurate. They pointed out all contracts are vetted by FAM's legal department in accordance to FIFA standards. Your take on this?
Well, Sean, if it's perfect, the players won't be knocking FAM's doors every now and then asking for better contracts. The fact that we have more than 50 cases over the last 2 years involving unpaid salaries alone show that the contract and dispute resolution system in FAM does very little to protect the players' fundamental rights under an employment contract, which is the right to a timely payment of salary.
Recently, you came out to criticise FAM's attitude in dealing with this problem. What's making you unhappy?
Well, disputes relating to status, contract and transfer of players are under the jurisdiction of FAM Status Committee. And we expect cases under the purview of this committee to be dispensed off more efficiently. And given the specificity and urgent need of the sports to move on from matters outside the field, well, it took FAM 100 days to hear a case. And we feel that the committee should do more to be more efficient. And the players cannot wait that long to solve the dispute. And this profession is relatively short. A player is lucky to play at top level at the age of 35, and we cannot spend most of our professional time thinking and worrying about the status of our dispute. FAM need to do more. So that's what makes me unhappy.
Islam, I think of Malaysia as a nation that's proud of its footballing tradition. Why has football fallen to these depths, do you think?
Well, I think we have poorly administered teams and football in Malaysia. Of course, we are so happy to see Malaysian football flourish over the years. There are so many interests and passion in the sport. But I think the administrators should do more to administer the game more properly. And I think there should be a shift of mentality in the administrators to administer the sports more efficiently.
Ironically, teams that owe their players are still spending. They are signing new players, giving out incentives or signing on fees and doing all sorts of things with the new players. So is money really the issue? Or they just don't want to pay the former players?
Like I said before, administration. Most teams are very short-sighted and plan their season only for a year. They don't plan for the future, and sadly, they don't want to take responsibility for what happened in the past. That is why they don't mind not paying salaries of players for the last season, because they know it will not affect the money they will be getting for the new season. And they do this every year. And I wonder how they can still compete every year when they clearly breach FAM club licensing regulation, which require a team to be free from any financial encumbrance before they can play in the new season.
Islam, do you think that the administration of football in this country is politicized? Is that the source of the problem?
That could be one of the factors. But I think the bigger issue is accountability and how there should be more people with accountability to really change the structure in football. Of course, this is something that is missing in football. We have the solution, but I think ultimately we need the right people to change the structure.
It seems like the problem of accountability, a lack of accountability, is something that affects governance at all levels, not just in sporting, but in politics and in corporations as well.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
I understand the president of your organization, Hairuddin Omar himself, is one of the players who's been victimized right now. I still remember he faced the same problem some 14 years ago when he was playing for Terengganu in 2002. PFA Malaysia was formed around 2009, correct me if I'm wrong. How do you think these contractual disputes have changed since the inception of a union like PFA Malaysia?
Yes, we were established in 2009, but we are more active since I was appointed as the chief executive in 2013. And where we definitely have raised the level of discussion and general thoughts about the importance to be more attentive towards contractual issues among footballers. And we have definitely made FAM dispute resolution mechanism to be more alert to discuss and hear about contractual disputes over the last 2 years. I think it is healthy, but we should not stop here. We need a more fair dispute resolution mechanism. We cannot expect to go through 100 days of waiting. And as it stands, we have a system which favors clubs and associations over players. And this mechanism needs to take account of the specific needs of a short professional career and resolve conflicts in a timely and proportionate way. And PFAM will continue to push for this.
With Football Malaysia Limited Liability Partnership coming in to manage the league, do you see problems like these to eventually disappear?
We are optimistic about the role Football Malaysia Limited Liability Partnership can play to solve this. And we are ready to join hands with the entity and FAM to create a more sustainable system for professional footballers to work in.
What do you make of a sustainable system? How would you describe a sustainable system?
Well, I think when there are no issues of payment of salary, when contracts are respected and there are equal treatment towards the players, then we have a more sustainable system and a much more attractive industry to work in.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.